¡Os esperéis desde abajo!
Perú has had two cabinets in less than 3 months, and tensions are running high. Congress forced Prime Minister Guido Bellido to resign early in October. President Pedro Castillo then swore in a new prime minister, Mirta Vázquez, and a new cabinet of mainly moderate leftists. He now needs the opposition-led Congress to approve his appointees, but some protesters are calling on Castillo to leave.
How much longer are we going to wait? We don't want a vote of confidence, we want the vacancy.
Castillo faces pressure from opposition legislators who want him to at least fire his interior minister before confirming Vázquez. The leftist leader also faces opposition from some members of his own party who accuse him of backing policies that are not in line with leftist political ideals and say they won't support him.
This situation is not only negative for our still fragile democratic system, but also makes it difficult for the government to implement the public policies that the country urgently needs.
Since he came to office in July, Castillo's ministers have sent mixed messages. Some have indicated their willingness to rewrite the constitution and nationalize Peru's natural gas sector, while others reject these plans. Some Peruvians appear disappointed by Castillo's choices.
We are asking for a constituent assembly because the cabinet does not represent us either.
President Castillo still faces the challenge to be able to govern, especially after lawmakers passed a law last week limiting his ability to dissolve Congress if they don't approve his policies or his appointments. Analysts say some political parties are only focused on pushing out Castillo.
They are waiting for the right moment. It is clear that there is no intention to negotiate anything. It is a matter of political calculation when they are going to take that step.
But the president says he's not concerned about losing his job.
We are not worried about those rumors. Only lazy people think like that. That is what those who live off the state think.
The process to confirm the new cabinet proposed by Castillo began on Monday, but it had to be postponed until next week after a congressman suffered a heart attack and died. As millions of Peruvians wait to see if Congress will approve this cabinet, tensions among political rivals appear to be getting worse. Mariana Sánchez, Al Jazeera, Lima, Peru.